We're pleased to welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. And we also are blessed to have Ward 2 Council Representative Ty Lucas joining us as well. Councilman Lucas, it's been a little while. I was joking with the mayor yesterday that I was worried you might not be able to find our studio.
Oh, I knew exactly where it was. So, no, I'm excited.
You
to
knew
be,
where to find me.
Yeah, I'm excited to be down here this morning. Maybe campaign season wore me out just a little bit, so now I'm re-energized.
Well, glad to see you in the studio, nonetheless, Ty and Mr. Mayor. I know it's a wonderful time of the year. Have you been noticing a little bit more green and green out and about?
Well, I have, and I was observing my berm in my front yard, and I've got some flowers coming up, and I discouraged them this morning as I was leaving, saying, you know, just stay down there another week or two, because you might get frozen off at this point.
Yeah, I was noticing, I think it was even this week, that I'm starting to get a little bit of those flowers popping up in my flower beds, and even the yard has a little bit of green in it. How's yours looking, Councilman Lucas?
Well, I love to be the guy in the neighborhood who's the first guy that mows his lawn. You know, that's kind of one of my things.
So I
mowed last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope that doesn't come back to bite me. Now, it was really just more of a dusting, let's call it, of the lawn and a leaf removal.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, you picked up more leaf than grass.
Oh, it just looks beautiful. I'm excited about it.
It's always interesting, too, this time of the year, Mayor Kelleher. I know for me, I'm always so excited to get that mower out, but then come end of summer, end of fall, I'm thinking, man, can we kind of put this away for the season? It's a balancing act.
I know Terry and I have it down to a science. We have about three lawns we have to mow, so we can do it in within about 3 hours on a given day, is because we have two mowers, so we're both doing it and transiting town and all that sort of thing. So it's kind of fun, but I'm right there with you. By about August 20th, I'm going, okay, how much longer do we have to do this?
Right.
We're ready to swap those lawn mowers for snow shovels and snow blowers, too. But
yeah, the older I get, it's a snow blower.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Now, Mayor Kelleher, Councilman Lucas, a lot of ground covered last night for the North Platte City Council meeting. It was a lengthy consent agenda, though, Councilman Lucas, and it's pretty common, too, on consent agendas, especially the longer ones, that you or your colleagues will ask to pull an item from that consent agenda.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to know that the consent agenda is just items that may not need discussion, but there's nothing wrong with pulling an item or two off if people have questions. Sometimes they're just brief, and so sometimes I know there's a little bit of impression, oh my goodness, somebody, you know, Councilman Lucas or Councilman Reeker pulled something off the consent agenda. That's not intended to, you know, rattle anybody by any means. It's just that sometimes you just want to ask a question or two, and I think it's good that we pull some items off from time to time.
A couple of items on that consent agenda, Mayor Kelleher, had to deal with a couple of mayoral reappointments.
That's correct. We re-upped Rich Raska and Brian Bergner, I believe it is, onto the library board, which they've been serving on that for some time in the past, and so we appreciate their willingness to continue to serve on the library board.
And speaking of mayoral appointments, are you looking for anybody right now, if anybody's interested in becoming involved in city government?
I think we're full at the moment, but if anyone is interested, the best thing to do is go to the city website and fill out the application form to serve on a government committee, and then I put those in a file, and when there is an opening, I open up the file and look and see who has the experience that might fit with that board.
Because that can change awfully quick. We might be full right now, but you are always encouraging folks, if they're interested, to let you know.
That's correct. It is amazing how I didn't anticipate how often I would be appointing someone to a board when I became mayor. It's something you don't really think about, but it's a fairly regular activity.
That's a big part of the mayor's job, and it's a very important part of the gig, Councilman Lucas. Your involvement in city government somewhat began with a mayoral appointment, right?
Yeah. I first started with the Quality Growth Fund Review Committee and then the Planning and Zoning Commission, and those were both appointments. I think it's one of our mayor's many important jobs and most important jobs, because those committees are really relied upon to the council, and I can tell you as a council member, the recommendations of those committees are extremely important, because those committees are appointed with people with expertise, and they also have the time and ability to really scrub things that need deeper review.
Absolutely. Mayor Kelleher, the rec center back on the agenda for the city council last night. What's the latest with this exciting development?
Last night, the council voted to approve the contract that we proposed with a couple minor tweaks to it, as recommendations from various council members. And that's exciting because sometime here in the next few days, I'll sign the contract with RDG and the North Platte Architects Group, and they will get to designing the new rec center.
Wow. How awesome, Councilman Lucas.
Yeah, this is one of those things that when I thought about running for city council, that was one of the objectives I hope to see during my time there. So I'm excited, really excited that our communities come together the way we have on this.
Mayor Keller, we might have to have you lean across the table and pinch Councilman Lucas. This might feel like a dream.
This is that, you know, there were three or four things that were really important to me when I ran for city council originally. You know, obviously housing is the thing that I spend a lot of time on, but this was right up there in the top three or four things, along with business advocacy and being business friendly in the community and developer friendly. And this is a tremendous effort. I mean, if you go back, I mean, if you think about our school bond issue, you know, it took multiple attempts to pass it. And imagine what it would cost us today if we had to rebuild North Platte High School.
Oh,
imagine the expense of the community and what it's done for us during that time. And to see the rec center go through on first vote with such an overwhelming support was, to me, just as great a sign of encouragement as we could see about the future of our community.
Mayor Kelleher, other items on the consent agenda. It was kind of a shock, a sticker shock, quite literally, to see all the vehicle purchases. But Mr. Groseth kind of addressed a little bit of this last night. We've been kind of holding off a little bit on some of these vehicle purchases for the city and for a variety of departments.
That's correct. Even just finding someone who can sell us the vehicles is a bit of a challenge. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons we addressed that at the beginning of the meeting, is just because obviously we want to purchase local when we can.
Absolutely.
But even some of the local providers would tell us, well, we can put in an order, but it may or may not show up in a year or something like that. And when you've got failing vehicles, you don't have that opportunity. The other complexity is many of the vehicle manufacturers aren't making their low-end or their low-end models. So they're making the top two or three models.
With all the bells and whistles.
Exactly, which really aren't necessary for the city most of the time. And so we have to try to manage that expense with what is needed to do the job. And it takes a little complexity.
But with that being said, we were able to award contracts with some North Platte businesses. And then some of these other businesses, too, are well within the region.
That's correct. We do try to stick within the region when we can't stick within the community.
Mayor Kelleher, looking at the rest of the agenda, a lot of interesting things, including a contract with the Marvin Planning Consultant.
That's right. We're beginning the process of doing a new comprehensive plan, not only for the city, but for the county. We try to gain some economy of scale by doing this in conjunction with the county at the same time we do a comprehensive plan for the city. That way we can share a percentage of the costs.
Sure.
I think it's roughly a 70-30 split, somewhere around there. I don't recall the numbers, but it's something along those lines. In the comprehensive plan, then we'll look at not only North Platte, but also the villages throughout the county and various aspects of the county. But it's something that has not been updated. I think the last one is 2011, is that right, Ty?
Yeah, that's right. So the comprehensive plan was last completed in 2011 and 12, and our last housing study was in 2018, which is also underway. And they're both really important tools for the city.
That's right. They set forth a plan by which we should be navigating towards with some really thoughtful ideas about where the community needs to grow and where it shouldn't grow and what should grow where and that sort of thing, which is very important. If you don't have a plan, you're just randomly making decisions, and that's not always the best way to make a decision.
Councilman Lucas, a little bit of rezoning on the docket last night for you and your colleagues as well. I'm thinking about this property specifically on South Willow Street.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the ones that seem simple are a little bit complex, and I know you guys discussed this at the Planning Commission as well. But yeah, where FedEx is, my understanding is that they want to expand their parking lot into that raw ground to the west of them. And so it was kind of a cleanup item because that parcel had split zoning on it. But what was tricky about it is if you look at what they're doing today, it's a little different than the B2 activity. And so Judy had worked through this, and I mean, I think at the end it was kind of a simple decision on that, but we still have additional readings coming down the pipe on it. But I think the bigger item there is that the street right there is gravel, and there's a lot of known congestion around the Eugene area. We also have Wilkinson Development has expressed an interest in proceeding with the housing development in that area, as I think everybody knows. And so the overall traffic flow truck flow management, and that is a really important topic. And I think the council, city staff, the mayor, we're all very tuned in to the overall planning of that area. So I think that particular decision, maybe seeming simple on the surface, is a little more complex just because of some of the planning needs in that area.
And Mayor Kelleher, perhaps one of the big headline items, if you will, on the agenda last night had to deal with the Wilkinson redevelopment plan off of I-80 exit 179.
That's right. Wilkinson Development's planning to build a truck stop, among other things, in that location, a motel and some retail sites. And in order to facilitate that, they had a tax increment financing application in that went through the various processes, the CRA, Planning Commission, et cetera. And so they came to the council for consideration last night. And I think it's important to mention that, and Councilman Lucas, I believe, pointed this out during the meeting, so I'll pick on him since he's sitting here, but the tax increment financing ask for this project is relatively small compared to the size of the project. Mm-hmm. And it primarily is geared towards bringing in the dirt fill required to make that road that comes into that area a manageable scenario for a truck stop. And when you think about how much dirt is being moved into the sustainable beef area, it's not nearly that much dirt, but it is a good percentage of the dirt. I think that tax increment financing ask on this was around $2.5 million.
I don't remember the exact number, something like that,
which in the grand scheme of things, when you consider moving in dirt and packing it and removing the stuff that you can't pack underneath it for the, it, that's really not that big of a percentage of that project. That's $16 million development. So I think I would appreciate the Wilkinsons moving forward and building a locally owned truck stop here. That's going to provide more spaces for trucks to park, because if you happen to drive out there when there's a snowstorm or the interstate closes for some reason, boy, it gets a little dicey in that area south of the interstate.
We fill up. And Councilman Lucas, before we talk about your thoughts on this project, it's been a little while since we've had you in the studio, and it's been a little while since we've had a TIF project on the docket. So can you give folks a bit of a two-minute review, a Reader's Digest, of what is tax increment financing?
Yeah, well, it never hurts to keep talking about this because it's extremely complex and it's important that people understand it. It's relatively simple but complex in its logistics. So the idea is that you take an area that your community under local control has designated for redevelopment. So in other words, you take an area that's either dilapidated or has challenges building or just hasn't developed for whatever reason, and you designate that area as a community. Then you have typically a private application. Our city has not owned TIF, so this is normally like the Chamber DevCo or a private developer that's applying for TIF. What they're applying for is a revenue bond. So all they walk out of City Hall with, if they're approved, is a piece of paper. And what that piece of paper does is it entitles them to the increase in the taxes that they create over a period that sunsets at 15 years. And in some cases, it's phased to where they get multiple 15-year periods. But, you know, and overall, they're going to be sunset at usually in the 15 to 20-year period total under state statute. And basically, they just get the rebate on their taxes, comes back, and it pays that bond in principal and interest. So in the case of last night, with that approval, our CRA will issue a bond on the from the city of North Platte, in other words, a piece of paper that is a promise to pay them back the principal and the interest on that bond. But the trick is that the only thing that pays that bond is the new taxes they create. So the increase in tax assessment value and the full real estate taxes they pay on that increase rebates back to them. So if they never build a thing and the tax value never goes up on that property, they don't get a dime from it. So then the big question people have is, well, how do you get money out of a TIF bond? How do they get money to develop their project? Well, there's really only two choices. One, they can either go borrow the money against the TIF bond, which is the normal way of doing it, or two, they can sell the TIF bond to somebody else. Normally what they do is they go to their bank, whoever's doing their construction lending, they give them the TIF bond as collateral, and they set up a loan that then gets paid back by those taxes as they come in the future. So the banks will structure a loan that, and they usually don't borrow all the money on their TIF bond. They usually get 70 to 85% of it. that money goes towards development, and then over time, as they pay their real estate taxes, it funnels back to the city, the increase in taxes does, and it repays their loan, and that's ultimately how they get that help with infrastructure. But it's all shouldered on them, and there's no money that comes out of the general fund, out of the tax coffers of the city. It all is self-created, and that's the beauty of TIF, is that if you do projects that wouldn't happen without it, in essence, there's no net cost and only net gain that comes from them.
Councilman Lucas, I won't ask you to speak on behalf of Gary Pearson and the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation, but it's no secret you've been involved with Chamber and DevCo for a number of years, dating back to your time on the council, and this project kind of fills a goal that's been set forth by that organization for a number of years, and they've endorsed it every step of the way from Planning Commission, CRA, and now to the City Council level.
Yeah, I mean, this is our Chamber DevCo at work again. I mean, the accolades they deserve for all the work they're doing in the community is just tremendous. But you couldn't write a better script than you could a project like this. So they proactively got this area designated as blighted substandard, which made it TIF eligible. Since the interstate came through this area in the 1960s, that quadrant, that area has never been developed. I didn't think it was probably ever going to be developed in my lifetime. So when they were looking at the site for sustainable beef, and that was before it was known that sustainable beef was going to be the user, they looked at that whole area and they did a blight study and they got that whole area designated as a TIF eligible zone. And so again, we have our nonprofit Chamber DevCo thinking ahead, thinking down the road. They went out and designated this area, which was basically an open invitation to developers to get to that quadrant and develop it. And it told them that they had support. And then what's better than having a local company step up, buy the land after that occurred, and then started to create a redevelopment plan. So, I mean, talk about the home run. We have, first of all, our chamber thinking ahead, designating an area that they think fits well for our community. Second, we have a local company step in. Third, they talk about moving, you know, doing a headquarters, hiring more people, various businesses that will employ as much as projected almost 100 people. And then they came back and asked for what I thought was a very conservative TIF bond. It's about half of what their total infrastructures are. There's tremendous public amenities and traveler amenities that are in their site plan. And I mean, to me, you couldn't write a better script. Now, it's interesting, as a council member, I philosophically probably look at this a little bit different. Sure. I love the fact that they're local. And I love the fact that the job creation will occur with this, and that the money will stay local. But when I'm making a decision on a TIF bond, I really boil it down to, is this project economically feasible without it? Does the city need to support this from a real estate development perspective? And that's always the first thing I look at. Now, again, if you can work with local parties on this, to me, that's just gravy on top.
Yeah, icing on the cake.
But what I'm going to be focused on is, does this project need TIF? Would it happen without it? Because that's the big question. That is the big question, and that is what we have to focus on. And so, to me, that still is the driving force, and that's how, you know, some people talk negatively of TIF because they feel like you're picking winners and losers. But if you're using the same methodology in each decision you make generally, then you're not doing that. You're just supporting development in your community.
Mayor Kelleher, it's no secret you've been working on expediting the process of developments like this, and this is kind of an example. This had a meeting with Planning Commission Tuesday, with CRA Thursday, was at the council meeting Tuesday. And typically, there's been some times, unfortunately, in city government in years past where it's taken a little bit longer than that, but this has been work that you and Mr. Grosseth, our city administrator, have been working on behind the scenes for a number of months.
Well, that's certainly correct. And in business, time is money. Developers don't want to sit around for 5 or 6 months or 3 months trying to know whether they're going to have the revenue stream they need to do their development. If they're confronted with that situation, they'll go somewhere else. And unfortunately, that's what's happened to our fair city a little bit in the past, is people who've wanted certain streams of development have been confronted with so many obstacles that they just say, well, never mind, I'll go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We can't let that happen if we want our community to grow, if we want our sales tax base to grow, and if we want to have the amenities we would like to have in our community. The mall redevelopment is a good example of that.
Oh, it's looking beautiful.
I mean, it's looking very nice. It took a little time to get that through, but relatively speaking, we, the community, put that process through fairly quickly, as a couple of the developers mentioned to me on the side after the fact, is this didn't take very long in the end. And that's important, though, because when you want to do a business, you want to do it quickly. You want to get it going. That's when your enthusiasm is. And you got to make things happen. If we want our town to grow, we have to make things happen for developers. That's the way it works.
Councilman Lucas, in conclusion, we did have, after this item passed, a closed session. Obviously, when it comes to closed sessions, we're limited on what we can share with the public. However, we can share the length of time. And I'm always curious to know about the length of those closed sessions. Mayor Kelleher is estimating it was about an hour.
Yeah, and as you know, I think the item pertained to the architecture-related contract. You know, I was telling the mayor on our way over here today, what I love about this council is whether I agree with everybody on it philosophically or not on every decision we make, everybody does their homework. Mm-hmm. Everybody reads the information, studies it, does research, reaches out for resources as they need it. And I think really the results of our closed session last night were just the fact that everybody done their homework and wanted to learn more about some of the contractual things we were looking at.
It's awesome. It's a good spot to be in, Mayor Kelleher.
It is. You want your council engaged. You want them thinking about the future, thinking about the now, and asking good questions. That's one of the reasons we have some kind of lengthy discussions once in a while in the middle of the council meetings is myself, and I think probably all the council members agree, that it's good for the public to know that we're thinking about these things mm-hmm. and that we're okay with talking about them, even if they're occasionally a little uncomfortable and we don't all always agree. It's okay that we have a logical, friendly discourse in the middle of the city council meeting about something that is important to the community. That's perfectly okay, and we will continue to do it as long as I'm around.
Washington and Lincoln could take a note or two from us, Councilman Lucas.
Well, I think they could. People have to remember that disagreements actually assign a trust, and that's an important objective. And I think the other thing we have to remember with the rec center is, okay, in my career, I've got roughly 25 years of working around construction lending, and I was very involved with the building of the Nebraska Land Bank headquarters here in North Platte. This is the single largest construction project I have been somewhat deeply involved in terms of dollars. And so we have to take this pretty seriously.
Absolutely. We don't get to do this again.
No, this
we've
is...
We've got to do it right.
We are going to do it right. And I would tell you the way it's been organized by the mayor and Lane Grossetham, and just the plan of attack with the staff on this, we all feel very comfortable with. But I think it's important for the community to know that we are taking this very seriously, and it's one of the most important jobs we'll do as our time as elected officials here.
Mayor Kelleher, Councilman Lucas, anything else you gentlemen would like to add this morning?
Well, it's another exciting day in North Platte.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have another exciting council meeting in a couple weeks. Well, I don't know if it'll be exciting, but we'll have another meeting in a couple weeks.
You two will be there at least.
That's right. And we will approve some more things probably that make the community a better place to live. We appreciate everyone's engagement. We invite you to come to the council meetings or watch them on YouTube to know what's going on in your town. It's very important that you do that. And thank you for listening today.
Councilman Lucas, if there's any of your constituents, specifically in Ward 2, that want to get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, they can just give me a call at 520-2254. I try to periodically update my Ty Lucas for City Council. You know, I need to figure out how to change it from Ty Lucas for City Council to, like, Ty Lucas at City Council.
Oh,
now
sure.
That it's out of election season, I need to figure out how to be the admin function on Facebook. But anyway, and one quick kudos that I'd like to add is last night we had a work session at 4:30.
Oh, yes.
And we had the audit presentation from the accountants. Extremely important task that the council looks at every year. And it's an extremely thorough audit. And first of all, I just want kudos to Don Miller and the finance department for doing a great job with a pretty thin team down at City Hall. Mm. And second, if you go through the peer comparison ratios analysis that they do that shows us in comparison to other cities, we are still a city that has very low debt and our cash reserves have improved immensely. And beating budget just happens on a consistent basis. And that is a function of the job that the department heads and the individual employees at the city are doing. And I just want them to know that we appreciate that.
Absolutely. And Mayor Kelleher, if there's any of your constituents within the city of North Platte that want to get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to do so?
The best way is reach out to me at City Hall. They can call, or if you go on the city website, there's a place to send an email, and those end up in my email box. And sometimes it takes me a few days, but I always get those responded to, and I do have to call people from time to time. And I would say, on average, every week, I'm returning a couple phone calls and answering a couple emails from the public.
Well, Mayor Kelleher, Councilman Lucas, very much appreciate the time. Hope both the individuals enjoy the rest of your Holy Week, and a happy Easter.
Thank you, Tristan. We appreciate you having us.
Yep, happy Easter to you, too.